This is the Church Planting Podcast, brought to you by the Broadcast Network. Broadcast exists to support, train and encourage church planters. For more information about who we are or about the training that we offer, please visit our website at www.thebroadcastnetwork.org.
Hello, welcome to the podcast of the Broadcast Network. My name is Tom O'Toole, and I'm part of the team at Broadcast. And we're doing a special episode today, and I want to tell you about something new on Broadcast that we're doing, that we're going to call Theology Club. And this is kind of a new subsection within Broadcast of some of the content we will be producing going forward, particularly around some theological areas. And what I've noticed a bit when I've engaged in theology, when I've read, when I've listened to content out there, is there's some great stuff. There's lots of brilliant material, people teaching into topics, arguing different cases. I've noticed that often theology can get pretty partisan. By which what I mean is people will be very obviously driving at a particular position or conclusion that they've reached, and then the way an article or a video or a podcast or whatever it might be is put together is with a certain conclusion and position in mind that's been defended, that's been argued for. And that's not a bad thing at all. That's a good way of doing theology, a good way of teaching theology. It's not the only way to teach theology, though. And what one of the downsides to it that I've sometimes observed is when there's a position so clearly in mind, it means that the quality of the arguments made can vary. So there'll definitely be some strong points in favour of a position, and those will be made. But then sometimes other points are made that don't seem as good, that the level of thought in the argument doesn't hold up in the same way, but it's like let's hammer everything to a particular conclusion. Strong arguments, weak arguments together, often maybe with a bit of dismissiveness towards verses that seem to point in a different direction, or the way things can be argued on the other side of a topic. And it occurred to me that maybe there isn't as much as there could be of theology from the perspective of let's just get everything out there on the table. Let's open up a topic, let's look at the verses, let's, regardless of kind of personal conviction, let's just see what all the verses say, and let's see the ones that seem to point one way, let's see the ones that seem to point a different way, and let's ask the questions, and let's see how different people are reading these verses, and what's strong and what's weak. I think the kind of theology that appeals to me is, I guess you can describe it in three words, like faithful, generous and kind. So faithful is really wanting to be guided by the Bible and not by kind of predetermined agendas or different things that we're trying to push for. But let's just really go wherever the text takes us. A generosity to theology. What we're looking to do is be accessible, be open, be kind of giving in spirit, not trying to drive people somewhere, but really just helping give a gift to people who are on that journey, who are thinking stuff through, and who might have a whole range of different positions. Let's come together into the conversation and kind. It might be that someone says something that doesn't quite seem right, but there's a tone, isn't there, to the way we can engage or not engage with these conversations. And particularly in certain pockets of social media, although that's not the only place, sometimes the conversation around theology isn't as kind as it could be. There can be hostility, there can be a lack of Christ-likeness in the way people who disagree with one another can sometimes talk. And on Broadcast, we wanted to kind of enter into the space a bit with some theological content that that really is faithful and generous and kind, that's along those spirits. We want to get into stuff that is weighty and contentious. You know, that we don't want to shy away from big issues, issues that that are real. Because that's the stuff that people are wrestling with. They're the conversations that are going on in our churches. They're the conversations, you know, this kind of late night in the pub, or student halls of residence, or on a weekend away, or kind of just, actually, just what about this? And getting into those, they can be fun conversations. And a lot of people in a lot of churches are wrestling with the same kind of things. So we do want to start producing some content around some of this stuff. And what we're after is to do so in a way that really creates space for the listener, for the viewer, for people who are engaging with it, to ask their own questions, to draw their own conclusions. So it is a very open approach that we want to take, where we're saying, what is the bulk of biblical material? And not being particularly worried about tying up loose ends. You know, it might be that out of 25 verses that speak into an issue, it might be that 15 seem to point one way and five point a different way and five a different way entirely, and that's okay. You know, if that's what is there in the Bible, then let's reflect and let's ask what we do with that, and what are some of the ways people do try and reconcile. But we don't want to push down some verses to fit others. Like, let's let each one have the weight that it carries, and let's have nuance, let's have complexity, because the Bible is a nuanced and complex book, and we don't always serve it well when we try to kind of make it simpler than it is. And so with this kind of theology club kind of sub-brand that we've started, that's what we're trying to do. We're producing some courses. That's the format we've chosen to go with. So video courses, really trying to be conversational. So I don't know if they'll all be like this, but the first one we've done is a back and forth dialogue with myself and my friend Dana. Talking about an issue. Whether we do that, whether there might be some kind of more straight teach content on there as well, I'm not sure going forward. But we're thinking sort of 20 to 30 minute videos, and a few videos that explore different dimensions of a topic. And we've produced the first one, and the topic we've gone for on the first one is men and women and church leadership, because it seemed over the last year or two that conversation in the circles that we're a part of seems to be happening a lot. It seems to be something that people are kind of rethinking, perhaps, or not necessarily reaching different conclusions to where they were at, but asking the questions again, trying to get maybe a bit sharper on the applications around it. So it does seem to be a topic that's garnering quite a lot of attention. We thought it would be a good one to get into. So for this first course, we've produced four different modules. So first one's introductory, but actually really helpful to set the stage, to kind of frame the different positions that there are on the debate, think about kind of some of the heart behind how we approach a topic like this. And the second one, then, we survey the Old Testament. We look at how things were in creation, Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 accounts of creation. Look at how the fall affected things, and then pick out different leaders and different patterns, and see what we can see about kind of female leadership coming alongside male leadership in the Old Testament. And then in the second, in the third video in the series, we move on to the New Testament, and we look at what was the pattern for the ministry of Jesus. What do we see about the way Jesus engaged with female disciples and the role they play in his ministry? And then same question for the early church. We look at some of the key names, people like Priscilla and Phoebe, and like what they did, how they operated, and what we can learn from that. And then in the final one, we cover what some people would call the tricky texts. So like 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 Corinthians 11, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 14, like some of the passages that often brought out into this debate as a starting point. Well, we didn't want to start with them because they're not the first thing the Bible says on the matter, but they are part of the conversation, and so we have a look at those as well. And this course that we've put together, we haven't pitched it for people who were theological experts already. So it's not based on prior knowledge. If you're somebody who, this is a conversation that you have some level of desire to get into, whether you've got any prior reading and study on it or not, we've tried to make it on a level where you can. It might be that you haven't thought about it loads, but you think, actually, I'm aware that this conversation's out there, and I think at some point I need to do my reading. I don't want to just hold a view just because it seems right to me. I want to really work through what do the scriptures say. Is the view that I've got supported by them? If that's you, then this may be a course for you. Perhaps you're in the conversation, whether deliberately or not. Maybe it's kind of been brought up around you. You don't quite know what to make of it. You're not quite sure what the different views are and why, or even why it's talked about. Again, this is for you. Or maybe you've got a pretty firm conviction. I'm confident that the Bible would land here. But I see people arguing the opposite of that. And I'm not really sure why. But I want to think the best of them. I don't want to kind of dismiss people who've landed in a different place to me. But I'd like to understand where they're coming from, why they say the things that they do. And again, if that's where you're at, this could be a really helpful thing for you. We've designed it to be the start of a conversation, not the end. So we don't really reach conclusions, and we don't really wrap the matter up. That's not what we have designed this to do at all. We want to get you thinking. We want to maybe just put some food for thought out there as you work this through. So it really is, let's throw everything out on the table. Let's see what the Bible has to say. And then the job after that, that will be on your shoulders, will be around how do we piece all these verses together? How do we work out, well, what are we going to do based on these things that we've seen? And that's a great thing to work through as a team. So as part of a church team or a ministry team, it might be that as you're thinking things through, this might be the kind of resource that would help you. Or maybe it's something you're thinking through with your family, or something you're thinking through by yourself. And any of those ways of engaging with this would be absolutely fine. But you'll be seeing more of Theology Club on broadcast over the coming months and years, God willing. It's something that we feel led to open up, to discuss more, to hit other topics in a similar way. We'd be very keen to hear what topics you'd like to see covered, anything that that you think would be valuable to have some stuff on. Let us know, and we'll see if there's something we can do with that. But this course, the launch of it is the 22nd of March, that's Friday. So if you're listening to this after that date, you'll find that course up there on the broadcast website, which is thebroadcastnetwork.org. So that's there for you to access and enjoy. If you're listening before launch date, then we're not far away. Bookmark it and come back on the 22nd of March, and you'll be able to access the course there. So just a little bit about what we're doing that I hope will be beneficial to you. And just to close out this episode, I'll say my farewell to you now. But then I'm going to bring you a little sample. So this is just kind of a little snippet from the Old Testament section of the course, where we're talking about what we learn from the Genesis 1 creation account. So it's a little taster, a little flavour for you. If the course is of interest at all, do head over to the website, do have a look at it. And yeah, I hope you find it of great benefit to you. Thanks very much. So if we start in Genesis 1, perhaps Dana, you'd read for us.
I can do that.
26 to 28 of Genesis 1.
Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over the wild animals of earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth."
Thank you. I think there's a few things in here that help just to set the conversation in motion. And the first thing it affirms is the equal dignity of men and women. So it's talking about being image bearers of God. God created humans in his image. It's not saying God created men in his image and then women in the image of men or vice versa. He's saying humans are all in the image of God. So there's a profound equality there. And it does know some kind of differentiation. So in the image of God, he created them. Then he says male and female, he created them. So highlighting some distinction, but it doesn't get into detail about what the nature of that is. It's just saying there is a distinction there. And something about this differentiation reflects the image of God. So it's a parallelism. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. So something about being male and female reflects God's image. Also gives the mission. So be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air. That's a mission that God gave to them. It's not that Adam had his mission, or that the man in here had his mission and the woman had her own mission. I've heard some people say, well, it kind of was split up, like the be fruitful and multiply bit was her mission and the have dominion was his mission. I'm not sure where they're getting that from. I'm not sure how she could be fruitful and multiply by herself. And similarly, he can't be subdued and having dominion by himself. And the text gives us no splitting of this, but actually it's a shared mission that they both have for the entirety of it. Also just worth reflecting on Genesis 1 as a whole. There's a set of pairs in there. So heaven and earth, waters above, waters below, land and sea. Lots of things are set as pairs that belong together that are not two of the same, but are two things that do complement one another. And as they come together, there's fruitfulness and blessing and life comes from it. And the creation of humanity as male and female, it follows that pattern. So as the two come together, not the same, but different, and it's fruitful and life-giving as a union.